Are you ready to embark on a journey of tranquility and mindfulness? If you said yes, and I really hope you did, then I'm excited for you to join me in today's minisode where I'll show you how to step into serenity with each stride, finding inner calm amidst the hustle and bustle of life. Stay tuned for practical tips and guidance to infuse your daily walks with a newfound sense of peace and presence. Walk with me and let's explore the beauty of walking meditation together. Happiest March meditations, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together, and everyone is an angel. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're keeping the March meditation love going with even more cool knowledge to drop. Today we're going to embark on a journey of discovery as we explore the wonderful world of walking meditation, a practice that allows us to find peace and presence while in motion. So lace up your shoes, step outside, and let's take a mindful stroll together. Before we connect with nature, let me remind you that March is for minisodes. Yes, I'm giving your ears all the love they've been craving. Make sure you tune in every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new minisode full of all the meditation magic you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a sustainable meditation practice that is healing, inspiring, and oh so good for your soul. So make sure you tune in for all the deets about, well, all the things. Have questions about meditation, supernatural this, paranormal that, or clair everything? Make sure you share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, carrier pigeon, all the things, because I've got you covered. All the links are right in the show notes just for you. Spring, she is in full session. The spring equinox and Ostara have officially landed and my heart is aflutter. Ostara works her magic from the 19th to the 23rd and then it's on to the full moon on the 25th. Check out the minisode titled Spring Awakening for some spring and Ostara magic and then head over to the chakra meditation minisode to hear all about the wolf moon. Now then, let's talk meditation. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work best for you. May it be everything you need to help restore calm, balance, peace, and tranquility. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful and bright restorative light. Hold the breath at the top and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Do that two more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some beautiful time just for you. Welcome back to the land of calm, my friend. All right, let's get moving. So walking meditation is a form of mindfulness practice that involves walking slowly and deliberately while maintaining awareness of your body, your breath, and your surroundings. Unlike seated meditation, which typically involves sitting still and focusing inward, walking meditation allows you to engage with the world around you while still cultivating a sense of inner calm and presence. So how exactly does walking meditation differ from seated meditation? Well, while both practices share the goal of cultivating mindfulness and presence, they offer unique benefits and experiences. So seated meditation is often characterized by stillness and introspection, allowing you to turn your attention inward and observe your thoughts and emotions with clarity. On the other hand, walking meditation encourages movement and engagement with the external environment, inviting you to integrate mindfulness into your daily activities and interactions. In walking meditation, each step becomes an opportunity to anchor yourself in the present moment and connect with the sensations of walking, like the feeling of your feet making contact with the ground, the rhythm of your breath, and the sights and sounds around you. By bringing mindfulness awareness to each step, you can build a sense of grounding, peace, and clarity, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. One of the beautiful aspects of walking meditation is its versatility and accessibility. So you can practice walking meditation almost anywhere, at home, in nature, or on a busy city street. All you need is a pair of comfortable shoes and a willingness to slow down and pay attention to the present moment. If you're ready to experience the transformative power of walking meditation for yourself, then I encourage you to step outside and take a mindful stroll in nature, allowing each step to be a sacred journey of self-discovery and inner peace. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, make time to connect with the rhythm of your breath and the beauty of the world around you. Trust me, your mind and your body will thank you. Walking meditation is a beautiful practice that allows you to integrate mindfulness in your daily life. Here are 10 techniques to help you deepen your experience of presence and cultivate a sense of calm and clarity during your walks. Number 1, set an intention. Before you begin your walking meditation, take a moment to set an intention for your practice. This could be anything from cultivating gratitude to finding inner peace or just connecting with nature. Keep your intention in mind as you walk, allowing it to guide and inspire your practice. Number 2, start with your breath. So begin your walking meditation by taking a few deep breaths to center yourself and bring your awareness to the present moment. Notice the sensation of your breath flowing in and out of your body, anchoring you in the here and now. Number 3, focus on your feet. Bring your attention to the sensations in your feet as you make contact with the ground with each step. So notice the feeling of pressure, the texture, even the temperature beneath your feet, which helps to ground you in the present moment. Number 4, sync your breath with your steps. As you walk, synchronize your breath with your steps, inhaling as you lift one foot and exhaling as you place it back down. Allow your breath to guide the rhythm of your movements, creating a seamless flow of energy and awareness. Number 5, notice your surroundings. Take time to observe the sights, the sounds, and the smells all around you as you walk. Notice the colors in the sky, the rustling of the leaves, and even the scents of the flowers that are in the air. Allow yourself to fully immerse in the beauty of your surroundings, awakening your senses and deepening your connection to the present moment. Number 6, practice body scanning. Scan your body from head to toe as you walk and notice any areas that are holding tension or that feel uncomfortable. With each step, invite relaxation and ease right into your body, releasing that tension or tightness that you may be holding on to. Number 7, cultivate gratitude. So as you walk, take time to express gratitude for the simplest pleasures of life. It could be the warmth of the sun on your skin. It could be the gentle breeze against your face or the sounds of birds singing that's just floating in the air. Practicing gratitude can help shift your perspective and bring you into a state of presence and appreciation. Number 8, embrace impermanence. Recognize that everything is constantly changing and evolving, including your thoughts, your emotions, and your surroundings. So as you walk, allow yourself to let go of attachments to the past or the future and embrace the beauty of the present moment exactly the way it is. Number 9, practice loving kindness. As you walk, extend feelings of love, compassion, and kindness to yourself and to others. So with each step, silently repeat phrases of loving kindness such as, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be at peace, or may all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be at peace. Number 10, end with gratitude. So as you come to the end of your walking meditation, just take a minute to express gratitude for the opportunity to connect with yourself and with the world around you. Bring your hands to your heart center and silently thank yourself for showing up and engaging in this practice of presence and mindfulness. If you're intrigued by the idea of using walking meditation to find peace and presence in motion, then I definitely encourage you to make walking meditation a daily practice and see how it transforms your relationship with yourself and the world around you. Whether you're walking to work, taking a stroll in the park, or just pacing around your living room, there's always an opportunity to bring mindfulness and awareness to the act of walking. So take the first step today and let the journey unfold. Walking meditation is a beautiful practice that can be easily incorporated into your daily routine, no matter how busy you are. Here are 10 tips to help you make walking meditation a regular part of your day-to-day life. Number 1, schedule it in. Just like you schedule other important activities in your day, make time for walking meditation by adding it to your calendar or daily planner. So whether it's the first thing in the morning or during your lunch break or even in the evening before bed, find a time that works for you and commit to it consistently. Number two, start small. If you're new to walking meditation, start with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable. So even just 5 minutes of mindful walking can have a really profound impact on your overall well-being. Number three, find a walking buddy. Invite a friend, a family member, or even a coworker to join you on a mindful walk. Not only will it make the experience more enjoyable, but it can also help hold you accountable and motivate you to stick to your daily practice. Number four, choose your route wisely. Select a quiet and peaceful location for your walking meditation, free from distractions and traffic. Whether it's a park, a nature trail, or even a quiet neighborhood street, just find a place where you can connect with nature and build a sense of calm and tranquility. Number five, unplug and disconnect. Leave your phone and other devices behind during your walking meditation to minimize distractions and fully immerse yourself in the present moment. Allow yourself to disconnect from the outside world and reconnect with yourself and the natural world around you. Number six, set an intention. Before you begin your walking meditation, take a minute to set an intention for your practice. This could be anything from finding inner peace and clarity to cultivating gratitude or simply enjoying the beauty of nature. Number seven, use mindful reminders. Place visual reminders around your home or workspace to encourage you to practice walking meditation throughout your day. So it could be a sticky note on your mirror or a photo of your favorite nature spot on your desk. Just make sure you surround yourself with reminders to stay present and mindful. Number eight, experiment with different techniques. Explore a variety of walking meditation techniques to find what works best for you. So whether it's focusing on your breath, repeating a mantra, or just being present with each step, find something that resonates with you and feels nourishing to your soul. Number nine, be gentle with yourself. Remember that walking meditation is a practice, it's not a performance. Be patient and compassionate with yourself as you explore this new mindful practice and allow yourself to embrace the process of growth and self-discovery. Number 10, celebrate your progress. Take time to acknowledge and celebrate your commitment to walking meditation and the positive impact it's having on your life. Whether it's journaling about your experiences, sharing your insights with a friend, or just taking a minute to savor the sense of peace and presence you feel, celebrate every step of your journey. If you're ready to embrace the journey of walking meditation and discover the peace and presence that lies within each step, then I absolutely encourage you to commit to making walking meditation a regular part of your daily routine and see how it transforms your life from the inside out. Whether you're walking for health, walking for relaxation, or spiritual awakening, there's no limit to the wonders that await you on the path of mindful motion. So lace up your shoes, step outside, and enjoy the journey. And that brings us to the end of our exploration of walking meditation. I really hope that you found this mini-sode on walking meditations inspiring and informative, and that you feel empowered to embark on your own journey of mindful motion. Just remember that every step you take is an opportunity to cultivate presence, awareness, and peace within yourself. If you enjoyed this mini-sode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Medium Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in the month of March for an all-new special mini-sode from me to you. Head over to themediummatters.com to join the mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next mini-sode.